Ah, San Diego, home of sunny beaches, beautiful women, and dead air. Obviously, one thing is clearly the least enjoyable about this town.
What would that be? What would that be? What would
I
be?
Don't know!
What's the most enjoyable thing about this town? Obviously, beers. You hear this?
Delicious beers, great breweries, great live music. You're about an hour away from the mountains. You're 20 minutes away from the beach.
Okay. Are you guys selling me on this?
You can scratch
the desert.
No.
Dude, Josh, the mountains kind of rule.
Weather's good, too.
Julian. Weather's always awesome.
Always.
I'm all right with not going
pizza
to Julian
sucks.
Ever again.
You suck.
I go to Julian.
No, seriously, the pizza
That's
sucks.
About it.
No, it's good.
God, this place looks terrible.
Where you work. Pizza's good, Matt. Pizza where we just went to for $5 a pop.
Well, there you go. $5.
What do you expect for $5?
No one made you buy that pizza.
I'll tell you.
Hey, we could have gone anywhere.
Well, Papa John's, $10 for a large, any toppings you want.
Great, because their pizza's even worse.
I heard in Italy there's this place called Olive Garden, and it's a place for family.
Is that
so? If you're ever there, I heard they have really good pizza.
Where could you possibly have heard a crazy thing like
that? All you can eat salad.
You know who has great pizza? Woodstock's.
Your mom.
I don't think so.
Oh, it's so good.
Gee, what other chains can we mention for
Woodstock's is
there
a
we,
local.
There we go again. Local. If it's popular, it must suck,
the
right?
You know it's not popular. You know it's not popular. Everyone keeping the microphone right by their mouth.
What?
Okay, yeah. I barely come in with so okay. I have to do
it's
that.
Because you can't hear yourself very well.
Yeah. You have a hard time hearing yourself anyway. Speak.
You know what I don't have a hard time with?
No,
going
what?
To
tell
my
us.
Room, going to my best friend's trivia
best
night.
Best friends.
On
now
Monday.
You guys are best friends. Now you guys are best friends.
I don't have a problem doing that at all.
That's right.
Now
unlike
you guys
the
are
person
best
sitting
right.
Right.
We
The horrible wench sitting next to me.
The enemy of my enemies,
wench.
My friend.
I feel right.
Sorry, guys. Sorry,
not
guys.
Sociable at
sorry.
All.
I don't even know why I tried, guys.
I support
guys.
You, Bill.
Let me set this up, guys.
Okay, everybody makes fun of
awesome.
Quippy now.
No. Uh-uh.
Oh,
because
great.
When I didn't go to Bill's birthday party, I was crucified.
Fine. Go ahead.
Or mine.
Rickrolled.
Or mine. Wait. Let's talk about you not coming to my birthday party.
Hey, at least somebody was invited.
Unbelievable.
That was a different party. I'm sorry.
you're a jerk. So you are a jerk.
I'm pretty retarded because I'm a woman.
Quimby, I don't know. I told you about this a while before that. And
at least 3 weeks.
It and the best part was everyone as I talked. I hosted a trivia night on Monday and I really wanted Quimby to come. And I texted her. She sent me a text that said, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. And I said, it's kind of a big deal. I really, really want you to show up. And she's like, I'll see what I can do. Well,
Bill's
Space Boy was
me.
There, and Adio was there, and was Quimby? Did she ever show up, guys? I didn't see her.
She was there in spirit.
Look, guys.
I don't even think she was there in spirit.
Screw you, biatch.
She was not there in spirit. She posted on Facebook about a half an hour before I started about how she was so excited to be at home, about to jump into the tub, drinking an IPA by herself, about how she was in her happy place.
Listen, what do you,
you know where
to
her
say?
Happy place should have been?
What do you want me to
would have
say?
Been in the Whistle Stop Bar hanging
fine.
Out for me from a trivia night.
Fine.
Was
you
she there?
Out to me.
And you know what? Space
no,
Boy and I were holding it down for the show. What place did we come in? Like sixth?
You came in second, dude.
No. No way.
Yeah, you did.
No way.
After you left, you came in second because he scored 30 on my final round. He scored the hey, yeah, the
what,
highest score.
We came in second?
Yes.
Yeah, he came in second.
No
you guys all
way.
Had, if you had left, you would have felt like an asshole because he would have won $116. I don't even
and
think you've seen a cent.
I would have split it with you.
I know you would have.
Because
dude,
Spaceboy killed it in the Beavis and Butthead round. That was
yeah.
all him.
That's his stuff.
I hosted a Beavis and Butthead round.
That was
which
awesome.
Was pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
And then the final, the final round was name as many Monopoly spaces as you can, excluding shit.
Adio, I'm going to stop you from talking. You
no,
should turn
not.
Your microphone up.
You should
up.
Turn your microphone up a little bit,
I
but just keep
turn
it away.
It up anymore.
Really?
It's that's, all
that's
the way
why
up.
I have it up here, yes.
No, huh. It's not.
That's why I was just telling you.
What's
it's all the way
yours?
Up. Right there, that's me. And that's the knob all the way up.
Okay, we'll start deep throating you.
Okay.
You're good at that anyways.
I'm gonna break
I just saw you deep throat a chili dog.
You
know,
Spinal
Tap
figured it out. You should figure it out. Turn it
he's
up to 11.
He's got a very good point. Turn it up to 11, dude. It's got to go.
It's
keep pushing it.
It can go, man.
I have no
it's
idea.
Just weird. It sounds like he's 10 miles
it does,
away.
Right?
That's why I'm
it
like,
really
hey,
does.
I got an idea.
Is the microphone on?
Yeah.
I have an idea.
I knew it was going to be all
what's up?
Since you're talking more, switch with them.
Brilliant.
How about that? What about a now? Stunner. That's
now
so
you can
amazing.
Hold it away from
oh my gosh. Hi to everyone in the chat room at Dead Air on KCR.com. 619-785-3946 if you want to talk to us.
All right. How about now?
Oh, hey, how about the hey? Welcome to the show.
Okay. How
nice
about
to see you.
Now?
So, yeah, let's talk more about
Dio's a brother.
Quimby getting crucified.
No, we're going to move on. She, I think, felt modicum of sorrow.
Whatever, guys.
I'm not sure she does.
a sliver of remorse.
And how she left work early and went home at 10 o'clock
did.
And then bragged about it.
It's okay. No worries.
After saying she was going to be so tired the next day if she went to the trivia night.
Anyhow.
Payback's a bitch. I'm just going to say it.
You're a bitch. That's basically.
I'm just going to end it right there because I would say something right now, but I'm not going to. No.
Dio, did you say it was on? Because it wasn't.
It was on. It was on.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you.
Anyhow,
you guys, we're professionals. I don't know if you know
totally.
This yet, but we're total.
I think we peaked about 4 shows ago.
So, guys.
Wait, we peaked?
Relatively speaking.
Okay.
So, guys, listen. Facebook made it so that basically everything that you post on Facebook is now public again. They basically took out all of your privacy. They changed all of your privacy settings. Unless you opt out completely, you are now all of your information, all of your likes are able to be farmed out to corporations for marketing purposes.
What the hell do I care?
You don't care about your identity without even you knowing it or you know your particular contact information just being siphoned out to anyone who wants to sell you stuff and to in the event that things were to change and you know subpoenas were to be issued for every single piece of your information by a government, you wouldn't feel and the terms of service were changed without them ever letting you know of this. It just happened. They didn't
take it. I don't care. You want my identity? Take it. I'm
seriously,
over it.
You can have my identity because it means I get to have a whole new one.
You can have my bills and my credit score.
Oh God, you can have my credit score. You can take it and just give me a brand new one.
This might be the most ignorant thing I've ever heard these two say because that's pretty bad, dudes.
Absolutely.
You don't actually want that. I got to tell you. I know you think you do, but or you're ambivalent towards it. It matters. This shit matters. It doesn't matter. You don't care. You're Republican. You don't give two sorry shits about anything.
Well, maybe just iron it out a little bit because I'm having a hard time understanding what the bad part is per se.
Yeah,
so somebody can basically take my identity? Is that what you're saying?
Wait, how can they take your identity off Facebook?
Corporations can get all of your contact information. Potentially,
uh-huh.
Terms of services can continually be changed without you knowing. I mean, Chuck Schumer and the Senate is actually kind of cracking down on Facebook for having done this, for changing it without even informing people of the fact that their terms of service have changed. But in the future, people can take your information and use it for nefarious purposes. I mean, well, in the event that... I have a fundamental issue when my privacy is being infringed upon, and when I understand that you volunteered to sign up and disclose personal information about yourself, but I did that knowing that it wasn't going to be given away to corporations, given away to people that I don't want knowing about me and what I like and dislike.
So I'm confused on how corporations are going to use Facebook to.
Because for marketing purposes, they're going to market shit to you. They're going to wind up knowing
market
things about you that you don't want.
I don't got any money to buy it. So.
This is the way I see it. All of your likes are used to filter the ads to
your page. I see what you're saying. Okay.
And that's what you have anyways.
Quimby doesn't care about anything.
They already kind of have that because on the side of this Facebook screen, you already have the ads that are tailored to your likes anyway.
Yeah, they all tell me about the new Harry Potter land. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. I personally don't have a problem with that. I mean, as long as they're not, like, calling me up on my cell phone, like, asking me to buy stuff.
Listen, unless the president starts asking me to take my paycheck and put it in a big pool that everybody gets to share, then what do I care, you know, really?
I mean, we were in trouble talking about anything like this with the person that had such voluminous views about health care back in that debate with Atiba back about six months ago.
Oh, yeah, because
we're all going to pay for that free healthcare. So I enjoy your hope and change.
What word was it, incidentally?
What was that last one you said?
Voluminous, I think.
No. Voluminous?
Voluminous.
As in volumes? As in copious?
Right here. I've never heard of
not
voluminous.
Right here, boys.
Let's tie you.
Voluminous.
Not that V,
right here.
You jerk.
What's up?
Right, listen, enough of this bullshit. We're
put
going
those
back.
Away.
Because seriously, I don't even know why I tried. We're going back to music,
no,
and then we're going to come back.
This is a good discussion.
And...
No, you are for one
fine.
Way. I'm for...
That's fine.
So right, wait.
I want to call and complain.
Yeah. I feel
so
like,
if we,
feel like we need someone to call
opinion,
and complain,
then we go to break. Is that what happens?
Yeah. 619-785-3946. And we're going to come back.
Sorry.
And I'm going to eat pizza. And we're going to play Metric. And then come back. And we're going to sing, guys. That's what the whole show is about.
Good.
We're going to come back. It's going to sound just like that. 619.
I thought that was Quimby.
785.
No, that's the Dio in the bathroom.
3946. He does sound like that. This is Metric, and we'll talk to you in a little bit. It's Dead Air on KCR.